Blog Talk Radio.
Paperfall Bros on the beat.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance in the cash, get that paper, homie. Lay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG,
I learned it from the OGs, yeah. The one that came before me. I stay up on the grind, every day I kill the old me. Don't let the baby face fool you, the streets is what has grown me. All you fucking haters tryna blot like y'all some goalies. Ronaldo on the pitch, can't no motherfucker hold me. We some Godzillas getting bigger by the moment. Bought the copper villa off the island for the throne beat. I'm a go-eat, cause I'm a microphone beat. Something like my daddy, I get it from my OG. Do some things and play the game. In the back, put it back, then bring struck. Start a brand new kingdom. Forever now, the king is home. OG from the Senate song.
When I was coming up, an OG used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up, an OG used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math.
Was coming up, them OGs tried to show me how to slang that weed and make money. That's the old me. I still get that green on different me, but I'm my own me. I still got them OGs on my team, ain't never lonely. OGs know me, living life on what they told me. Find your path to your math. All that sell, keep money growing. Stay on track, go some rap, smoke some weed, keep money flowing. Yes, indeed, I'm real OG. Never soft like Pillow B. Die hard fan like Ginobili and 210, we real OGs. Some OGs be double, some OGs be triple, some OGs. He's that bitter, but real OG's original. Real OG's original. Real OG's original.
When I was coming up, an OG used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up, an OG used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Monday, June the 10th, Monday, June the 10th of 2019, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today, and as you know, I'll get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very powerful show scheduled for you. I want to jump right in talking about other ways of knowing. This is extremely important because we all are limited in how we access the Father or new information. So when we're talking about other ways of knowing, not believing, but other ways of knowing, there's different ways of knowing. We have been limited, or we have been told, by this harmonious arrangement or this the dominant culture, how to access the throne or how to get information. So the way by which you get information is not the only way. There's other ways, some better, some worse, of knowing. There's different ways of knowing. So how is knowledge obtained? How do you learn? How do you get information? How do you access the spirit realm? How do you get into the holies of holies? How do you get into the presence of God, so to speak? How do you excuse me, how do you begin your search, your journey? How do you begin to understand the fundamental rules of initiation into higher knowledge? How do you establish your disposition? You know, from birth, we are told that we are receptors or receivers. So everybody has receptors on the surface of the cell. Now, Dr. Bruce Lipton and Dr. Greg Braden and Dr. Joe Dispenza have broken this down and have now added the science so I can start sharing the information. So I always like to wait until members of the dominant culture publish certain findings so that way the information that I share can be backed up, if you will, with scientific proof that's in the lab. So Dr. Bruce Lipton has a great book that's called The Placebo Effect. And in this book, he breaks down something that's extremely important. Everybody's cell receptors are different. So on the surface of the cells are antenna. Now, again, this is all biologically proven. This is not religion. This is not a knowing, a belief system. This is a knowing system. So the difference between me and most people is I have different accesses or different ways of knowing. So there are other ways of knowing. There's other ways of accessing the source. And I like to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the one question that is very difficult for most people to basically wrap their brain around, and that is the ability to develop other faculties of knowing, to develop your mental faculty. So everybody has mental faculties. Everybody has stuff that they know. Now, you should not limit yourself to the eight ways of knowing that they tell us that we can access information. So right now, there's different ways of knowing. We use language. We use our sense of perception. We use our imagination or our emotion. We use, our mind, our will, our emotion, our imagination, and our intellect. We use faith. We use intuition. We use memory. So we use different ways. So they're based upon science and based upon what is known to us through modern psychology, that there are primarily, five senses, and there's different or eight different ways by which to access higher knowledge or higher learning. So now, based upon Dr. Bruce Lipton's work and based upon what I've been doing all my life, there's different ways of knowing. And now we have the science to prove it. So the science tells us that my cell receptors on the surface of my cell allow certain information from my environment and from my awareness to interlock with my cells. So I'm born with certain receptors. So I can adjust those cell receptors using epigenetics, meaning words. So I may not be born with the cell receptors for alcohol. But if I'm around alcohol, if I talk about alcohol, if I get an understanding of alcohol, I can develop and I can change my receptors. Now, the receptors are basic locks that require a key. So when something, when a molecule of glucose comes to my cell, that's the key. And if that key doesn't fit the lock, it doesn't open, so it cannot get into the cell. Now, this is all biologically proven. So I love the way Dr. Joe Dispenza and Dr. Bruce Lipton break this down. Now, there's Jethro Clausen, if we want to go back to the 1800s. If we want to go back to Dr. Raymond Rife back again in the early 1900s. This isn't new, but I was uncomfortable sharing it due to the fact that most people, again, don't have access to the information because they are stuck in the ways of learning that we've been taught. So we all grew up in elementary school, or we all went to school, and we learned through, rote memory. We learned. The way that we learned was somebody was speaking a language that we understood. Somebody gave us something that we could ascertain through our five senses, and it produces and gave us the ability to access our emotional database, and that allows us to develop some sense of knowing or some sense of faith. We also use our intuition, and then we start to use our memory. So if you look at those eight things, language, our senses, you know, our mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect, reason, intuition, and memory, those are primarily the ways that everybody access information. Okay, I would like to present to you some different ways by which to access information based upon biology, based upon theobiology, based upon, remember, my degree is in theocentricism and biocentricism. Those terms were not available. Those degrees were not available when I went to school, so that's why I went overseas. Thankfully, courtesy of the United States government, I was stationed in places that gave me access to certain information. So when I went to Japan, when I went to the Orient, when I went to other places, I was able to access different schools and different systems and access information that allowed me to get a deeper understanding, because in the East, it was their understanding, especially when we when you talk about Tibet, and you talk about the Buddhists and you talk about the monks, you're talking the Vahavita and Hinduism. So that gave me a fundamental attitude that developed a particular path that was, and that allowed me to establish a devotion to truth and knowledge. So the methods by which you prepare, or that you are prepared for the reception, for the receptors. So your the reception is based upon your receptors on your cells. Meaning, I can tell you the truth all day, but your cells in your brain and on your cells, on your cell membrane, cannot receive it, because I am giving you the key, but there is no lock to put the key in. So on the surface of the cells, you got to develop some place where I can insert the key and unlock the cell to get in. So you can get the truth, but if you are not receptive to the truth, then that means that you cannot receive the truth. And so the problem that exists is people have not been exposed to, like, the Eastern culture or other cultures that have a totally different. So if you've never been exposed to the Quran, if you've never been exposed to the Bahavita, if you've never been exposed to, you know, the Dead Sea Scrolls, if you've never been exposed to the Nag Hammadi text, if you've never been exposed to other these other modalities or these other systems, these other cisterns, then you don't have the receptors. And so the receptors develop through exposure, environmental exposure, meaning epigenetics. So once you understand epi, now remember, this is in the Bible, the word epi, E-P-I, like an EpiPen. That allows you to, epi, that means to change, genetics, that means genes. And the way that you do that is through exposure, usually by what we call words. So without understanding that usually at childhood, your disposition is set. And so you either are receptive to higher knowledge or you're not. And so now we've got to develop ways by which to be acceptable or to receive this deeper knowledge. So when I talk about deeper knowledge, what am I talking about? When I talk about higher knowledge, so I'm talking about anything that's outside of your existing belief system. Most people are not receptive. You're not receptive. So if you are a Muslim, you're not receptive to Satanism, because it goes against your belief system. And if you're a Satanist, you're not acceptable. You don't have a receptor. You're not a receiver of the frequency or the wave or the vibration of, let's say, Christianity, or let's say Buddhism or Hinduism. So everything starts with what the Bible calls a latheia. So in order to develop higher or other modalities of learning and knowing, you got to have a latheia. That means objectivity. That means consideration. So everything starts with the initiate, that's you, with understanding the ability to evolve, so that way you can solve, so that way you can love. Because again, E-V-O-L-V-E is E-V-O-L-L-O-V-E. Evolve means to love. Solve, if you add an S, means to evolve. And so this is the fundamental attitude of the soul. So this is the path that you got to engage upon. What is that path? The path is you have to have objectivity. That is the method to develop higher learning skills. Without objectivity, without the ability to be considerate, You cannot open the door so that way you could be visited by the angels of higher learning. So inside of every person, the ability to have a feeling that is the basic seed of the future of your ability to have the adherence, the ability for something to stick, that is the path of knowledge. The ability for you to develop a process called aletheia that it talked about in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, 9, and 10, where the Bible says that God himself will send you a strong delusion if you don't have the love, agape, of the truth, aletheia. So agape aletheia is the path that establishes higher or other modalities of knowledge. Without agape aletheia, you cannot and you will not be able to access the higher realms. You will not access other ways of knowledge. You will not access the source. Now, I'm not saying that you won't have a relationship because you can access the source through other modalities that we have available. What are they? We just talked about those. Language, but that can be manipulated. Mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect can be manipulated. Reason can be manipulated. Intuition can, but usually it's a little difficult to do. Memory. But the one thing that cannot be manipulated is agape. You cannot manipulate that. Either you got it or you don't. Aletheia. You cannot manipulate that. Either you are considerate or you're not. So the problem is that most people are not considerate. Most people do not have objectivity. Most people do not have the ability to entertain strangers unaware. Most people are going to walk past you like you are a dead man or a dead woman if you have a belief system that's outside of their system. That's the problem. So there's the inability to be a receptor. It doesn't mean that you have to change the belief. You just got to be able to receive and reject another belief. Now, remember, we only have access to 1% of the known information on the globe. 1%. So that means you are rejecting 99% of something. You're not even considering it. That's the problem. So in order to be gifted, if you want to use that term, with this feeling, this changes you. It's incalculable. You cannot even fathom, because the heart of knowledge, the guiding principle for knowledge, the guiding principle for spiritual science, the guiding principle for theocentricism, well, again, which is what I majored in, and the guiding principles for biocentricism, again, which is what I majored in, and the guiding principle for cleronomicism, which is what I developed, is aletheia. This is called mind molding. The ability to mold the mind. This gives you access to the universe within. So the neurons inside of the brain, they develop different sensory or sensors whenever you have this feeling or whenever you adapt this mental disposition. Which is why I teach this mental disposition, because that is the only way for you advance to the knowledge of the higher worlds. Spirit realm, God, the big G, not the little one. So you can't get past the little G's until you see, this is what happens. So you take some ayahuasca, you take some DMT, you take something, me and my son was talking about this earlier today. And so you encounter that deity for that particular level. And when you, as all you guys know, based upon, again, 20 plus years of experience, especially with dealing with counseling different clients who have engaged in different, substances, and looking at all the videos available, that video where Mike Tyson takes this particular substance from this poisonous tree frog and he encounters this particular deity. And you take deity, they always come back talking about the plant deity or some type of deity. And then you encounter that deity, You basically worship that deity. But how? Well, you create a set of experiences. Now, they are real to you. It's really interesting because most people, when they do acid or LSD or any type of a psychotropic drug, there's no two people that have the exact same experience. It's amazing. I've interviewed and talked to, counseled a lot of people. No two people have the same experiences. And so, because no two people have the same receptors on their cell. And so what happens is we, or you create a deity, for lack of a better term, or experience, and then that experience or that deity creates you. Let me say that again because I see this happening a lot. So this is a counterfeit conversion, or this is a counterfeit experience. Why? Because it's not the. Remember, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10 says, if you do not have the love, so there's other types of love. So your ability to go within, if there's any type of external culture that is gained, if there's any type of external experience that is had, external, meaning you ingest something in the mouth. It's not internal, it's external. External is the key word. External, internal. Remember, exoteric, esoteric. So I teach and preach about eso. I don't really talk too much about exo. Exo, everybody does exo. So I'm a meta. That means before the physical. I'm not a physician. I'm a metaphysician. So I don't deal with the physical like the physician. I deal with the meta. That means before. That means beyond. So something happens before the physical. That's source code. That's big G. So when you're dealing with the physical, when you're doing something external, if there's external assistance to have an internal experience, you've been hoodwinked, boo-boo. Now, again, there's nothing wrong with it. That is a deity. That is not the deity. Thus, the problem with 99.99999% of the religions on the planet, because there's an external experience. It starts externally. It doesn't start internally. So there's anytime you need external assistance, according to the Gospel of Thomas, anything that assists you externally precedes you internally. Or replaces you internally. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people. Any external assistance, this is the external culture that, again, robs you of the ability to access higher knowledge inside of the internal realm. Because, again, the kingdom of God is within. It's not external. It's internal. And so many of us fall prey to this because no matter what we do, there is some type of an external assistance that is needed. Whether it's, you know, the Reverend Dr. Bishop, whether it's the shaman, whether it's a tarot card reader, there is some type of external assistance. Very few people have the ability to go within because the kingdom of God is within. So everywhere in our environment, we are gathering experiences, and these experiences motivate us, and we seek more of the same. And so now we've got to look at, okay, in order for you to actually have true experiences, or let me rephrase the word, more authentic experiences, it requires for you to engage upon a path of learning that requires you to go within. It requires for you to deal with some type of a transformative inner part of the soul, because the kingdom of God is within. So now the question is, okay, Brother Will, that sounds great. How do we do that? Well, this ability to do this is devoted or gained through the devotion of what I like to call my quiet time. Now, what does that mean? When I was a young man growing up, I used to always just go into a closet or go into a room where it was total dark. I was just usually, for me, it was always a closet or sometimes in the garage. And again, me and my son was talking about this earlier today because he was reminding me, remember that, Dad, I remember when I was a young man, I would go and I would find you sitting somewhere in the dark. And I didn't understand what you were doing. Now, I didn't know this, but when you sit in the dark with your eyes open, that, again, produces a lot of the psychotropic drugs that we ingest externally. Again, this is all biologically proven. This is biocentrism that establishes theo. Theo means God. Centric means centered. So biocentrism establishes theocentrism. And what is missing today is that theocentrism, because there's no more biocentrism. There's no more people who just using their biology to establish their theology. They use their theology to establish their biology. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that you are connected with a lesser G because you're using theology outside to establish biology inside. How about you use inside biology to establish outside theology? Yeah, that's another study for another time. That's very rare. That's hard to find on this dimension. And so what I like to teach is what I like to do is the stuff that works. Now, I got a lot of theorems. A lot of theories, meaning that I've studied a lot of stuff, read a lot of books, just like you, written a few too. But nothing happens until we address the treasure within. There is a personal treasure that leads you down the path of truth. There's also a personal treasure that leads you away from the path of truth. So now we got two roads. Now, that's extremely, extremely important, because without understanding these two roads, unfortunately, you're going to get hoodwinked. So 99.9% of the people are hoodwinked because they lack the true ideal of understanding how to use the inner path, or the, again, esoteric instead of the exoteric. Let me say that again. Now, remember, it is very easy to use outside stimuli, the environment, to activate the cell receptors on the surface of the cell so that the cell takes in any stimulation that is from the outside. And the receptors on the cell that you are born with are replaced by receptors on the cell that you create through what is taught to you by your teachers and your environment. That's the biocentrism. Now, let me say that again in English. The cell, and again, Dr. Bruce Lipton's book, The Placebo Effects, gives you all of the proof for all of the people who do not believe what I've been saying for the last 20 years. Or you can read Dr. Joe Dispenza's book. Or you can read Dr. Roy Raymond Rife if you want to go back. Or you can read back to Eden, Jethro Kloss, if you want to go back to the 1800s. So if you want to go backwards or forwards, if you need more biological proof. Now remember, both of my degrees were not available in the States when I obtained them. So I went over to schools in Italy and in Japan. So there was no degree in theocentrism, and there was no degree in biocentrism in the 70s and the 80s. Didn't exist. So I had to create it. And so now they exist. So now you can find information on biocentrism. But when I was studying it, it did not exist. So the stuff I'm talking about did not exist when I was talking about it. So when I was coming up and I was talking about combining spirit now, and now it's cool now. It's fashionable now. But you got to remember, it wasn't cool and fashionable in the 70s and in the 80s. So when I was talking about biocentrism, Negroes were looking at me like I was crazy, because they were just Baptists. They were just Muslims. Nobody understood how life and consciousness intertwine. So biocentrism is the understanding how the biocentric universe, so the biology should establish your theology. The theology should not establish your biology. So biocentrism establishes theocentrism. And so by understanding and by using biology, that helps me to formulate my theology. So I use biocentrism to formulate theocentrism. So now Dr. Bruce Lipton, another guy, Dr. Robert Lanza, I think his name is it Lanza? Yeah, man, I forgot that. Anyway, all of these great guys way back when I studied. And so what does this mean? This simply means that on the surface of your cells, there are receptors. They are called cellular receptors. You are born with these. Every cell has different, every person has a different, has different cell receptors than the other person. No two people have the exact same cell receptors on the surface of your cells. So these receptors are embedded into the plasma membrane of the cells. So these receptors are signal, they are receiving, they are antennas. These are signaler, they are signals which transduce or transfer residuals. Father, touch the minds of your people. So this is called, when I studied back in the 70s, signaling molecules and cellular receptors. Now, when I went to the University of Utah and studied cellular biology, they have the program on epigenetics. But again, nobody understood cell receptors. Nobody understood what is called the transmembrane of the receptors on the cells. And these are locks. So if I come to your door and I have a key, I'm going to try to put the key to my house into the lock on your door. It doesn't work. Same thing with the cells. So I've come to you. You are programmed by God, source code, for certain keys to unlock certain cells to result in certain access into the cells. So that's the way that you are designed by God to learn certain information. So you could come to me and you could talk Satanism, and my cells are not programmed for Satanism. So I'm going to reject it, and I'm not going to know why. I'm going to have a gut feeling that what you're saying to me, because it doesn't register with me. And so all knowledge that is external should not override the internal, because you're internally designed by source to develop a path and develop an internal life. And this is not arbitrary. This is not based upon theory or theorem. This is all biologically proven based upon biocentrism. So the open understanding that you are designed by a cosmic, universal, celestial entity, deity that we call God. So this cosmic development brings you forward step by step through the laws of initiation. Now, everybody knew this back in the ancient texts, in the old school. So, but now we don't learn that way. How do we? Nobody learns from going and sitting in the dark like I did, with your eyes wide open. Nobody does that. Nobody goes and sit in a room and find a closet, and when your eyes are open, it is pitch black. Why? Well, science knows now, and I've been doing that since 8. Now, all the books is coming out with, Joe Rogan was interviewing, I think it was Dr. Dispenza, or maybe it was Bill, Bruce Lipton was one of them, and they was talking about how the body produces melatonin, serotonin, all of the feel-good chemicals. How does the body produce DMT automatically by itself? Going into a room and sitting in the dark. And the body will automatically produce all of these psychotropic drugs so that way you have a religious experience without taking anything externally. Because remember, according to the Gospel of Thomas, anything that you do externally precedes you. So right now, external stimulation is overriding internal revelation, as I've been saying for 20 years. Now we have the biological proof based upon Dr. Bruce Lipton's book, The Placebo Effect. So all I've been doing unknowingly, but my cells were designed by God to lead me down a path of higher learning automatically. I had no reverend, no doctor, and no bishop. I had no shaman and no curandero. I didn't consult no tarot. I had my palms would have never been read. I never joined no secret society. I didn't have to go join no monastery. I didn't show I threw no salt over my shoulders. I never burnt sage. I've never done ayahuasca or DMT. I've never even, I barely even smoked. I think I smoked one joint when I was like seven, when I was in freaking seventh grade. It didn't do nothing for me. And I was like, man, this is a waste of time. I've never done alcohol. All of the stuff that everybody else do for knowledge, I don't do. I have another way of knowing and accessing source. And nobody else, and I was sitting there talking, having this conversation with my son this morning, brought it back to my remembrance. And he reminded me because he started to engage somebody because he remembered what, as a young kid seeing me doing it. And he was asking me, Dad, well, why did you do that? Because I did it and I'm having some great effects in my personality. I'm getting more calmer. I've dropped 10 pounds. I've done this and all that. And I've never taught them how I access the throne room another way. I just modeled the behavior in front of them. Not knowing it, I was just doing me. But when people ask me, well, even the watermelon diet, even the watermelon detox, even the strange, because everybody, when I talk about my book, The Rotation Diet, and the few people that have read the book, they come away with the same thing. That's a strange diet. Nobody, to my knowledge, does that diet. Nobody. I don't know nobody that does a rotation diet. And I've been talking about it for 20 years. And I don't know nobody who go and sit in the closet in total pitch black dark in the broad daylight and just sit there with their eyes wide open. No pen, no paper. You don't, you know, take all your thoughts and you don't focus on your breathing. You don't do none of the meditative techniques that everybody else talk about. I never done that. Yet I've been able to access astral project, remote view, all the stuff that everybody else got to do, got to get assistance. Because remember, whatever assists you precedes you. Somebody should write that down. Excuse me. This is, there are other ways of knowing, brothers and sisters. There are other ways of accessing the throne. There's other ways of accessing source. If you get the way that you access source, if it was taught to you, or you do some kind of external technique, you need to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10. Again, you got to read it. So because you are that deity that is assisting you, becomes you, controls you. Now remember, you create your program, and then your program takes over and creates you. You better make sure you create a damn good program. Because once you create it, that program becomes your God. But remember, you are under the control of a God of your own creation. You're not under control of the God, you're under control of a God. Usually and probably is King James. Because that's what preceded you. Because you studied it externally. It wasn't internal. There wasn't no internal guidance system that led you to King James. No. When you was a little kid, you were probably just like me. Mom and dad say, boy, we're going to church today. Whether you want to go or not, if you didn't want to go, if you was like me, you got beat on the regular. Every Sunday, I got beat because they say, are you going to church today? I'm like, I don't think so. And then old girl would come out and pick us up. And she'd say, she walked in the front door. My dog behind was going out the back door. And I was running to my grandmother's house. Big mama be standing at the door with her little double barrel shotgun. Say, Willie ain't going today. And my mom and sister X would exit stage left because none of them wanted none of what my grandmother was packing. So all I knew when I was a kid, if I could make it to Big Mama's house, I was good. And so I never got exposed to it. I knew that there was something different. I knew that there was another way to access the higher faculties that give you instructions so that way you can go boldly to the throne of grace. I just knew that internally. I knew that. Why? Because based upon biology, now the Bible says the same thing, that God knew you in your mother's womb. That's what the Bible says. It's in there. Oh, y'all didn't know that was in there? Oh, let me find that scripture. So the scripture, God knows who you are. He predestined you. Y'all read that one, right? We've all have been predestined. Now, the Bible, this is called predestination. Now, I know, that means that it means to determine in advance something. So that means that my cell, oh, now again, science is now proving it, that on the surface of your cells, there are receptors that no two people on earth have the exact same cell receptors. That means I can say something to you that won't mean nothing, and I can say the exact same thing to somebody else, and it's going to mean something else. Now, I know that your cell receptors are programmed to your life optimization chart that I gave you. So your life optimization circle is the key that unlocks you. So if you never get your life optimization circle, if you don't know your life optimization circle, if you don't know the spinning wheel, if you do not know the black sun, if you do not know the black cube, if you don't understand everything that we talked about when we talked about the benefits of the life management system or the life management circle, if you don't know the chakra via mina that it talks about in the Hindu, if you do not understand the sun wheel, if you don't understand the medicine wheel, if you don't understand the wheel of time, if you don't understand none of these wheels, notice it is wheel, and if you don't understand the most important wheel, which is the circle of wheels, we call the circle of Willis, which I've been talking about, the Willis, wheels, W-I-L-L-S-W-H-E-E-L, Will, same thing. So without activating your will, now remember, when somebody dies, what do they leave? Their last will and testament. But it's W-H-E-E-L. It's not W-I-L-L. So it is the will. That's your flying carpet. What does the will do? The will tells you the direction to take. So if you don't know your will, you down here, you're just making up shitness as you go. This is the only way to access the portal. This is the exoteric portal. This is the exoteric path. This is the exoteric product. This is the exoteric purpose that establishes you or gives you access to source. And what happens is many of us, we don't have the will of spokes. We do not have the black sun of personal renovation. So we cannot transmute. And so on the surface of every cell, based upon biocentricism, there is an access code. You ever go to a combination lock? And if you don't got that combination, you don't get that lock. You can't unlock the lock. So your life optimization is your combination to you. So you can't unlock you. So you fake. And source only recognize source. So God put himself inside of you. He put it in a combination so only you can unlock it. So nobody can access. You cannot access the throne. This is the other way of knowing or accessing the throne. Now, you can access the throne using your mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect. You can access the throne, you know, using your language. You can access the throne using your senses, reasoning, logic, your intuition, memory. These are all known ways of accessing the throne, and they work. But there's another way. There's a higher way. There's an easier way. There's a better way that it is esoteric. It's inner. It's not outer. Now, again, I'm not saying that the outer does not work, but I'm saying that the outer is easier to manipulate because the outer way, again, was given to you. So whatever was given to you precedes you. So I don't want nothing or no one to precede me in being me. In other words, I don't want nobody to tell me to be me who don't know me. So the only person that know me is me and Prime Creator. So what I got to do what Prime Creator says. Prime Creator says that the kingdom of God is within. The Prime Creator says that anybody who do not believe that Jesus Christ came within the body is not of God. So my body is the temple of the Ruach. So I got to understand, okay, what is it that is within the body? So Christ eternal within the body. So everybody has to over under and understand this inner verse, the inner knowing. Christ within the body. That's the whole thing all throughout the body. Luke 20, the body, the Bible. The Bible is the body. Luke 22:19 talked about this. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. Ephesians chapter 4, the whole book of Ephesians chapter 4 talks about Christ within the body. So it's your job to understand what it talks about in the book of Luke, when it talks about Jesus Christ. Anybody who do not believe that Jesus Christ came in the body is not of God. That's extremely, extremely important. Anybody who do not believe that the kingdom of God is within. Because the Bible says that. But what does that mean, though? The kingdom of God. Remember the word kingdom? That means basileia. That means the brain that is possessed. With what? Dominion. So the possession, in order for your brain to be possessed by the generator, operator, and grantor of your destiny and your diakonia, you got to go within. Because the kingdom of God is within you, according to the scripture. Luke 17:21. So if you're getting your information to get to the kingdom from outside of you, you got the wrong kingdom. You are possessed by the wrong king. You got the wrong key. So therefore, guess what? You are unlocking the wrong door. Or you can't even get in. I talked about this inside of my book, The Key of Knowledge. Because Jesus says in Matthew 23, eight times, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees. Why? You took away the key of knowledge. What is the key of knowledge? The life optimization circle. They took out jots and tittles, vowels. So you got a language that only got consonants. So when I do my numerology, there are some people who do numerology reports, they don't even use the vowels. So what do the vowels make up? When you add up all of the vowels in your name, that's called your soul's urge. How do you get into the kingdom? Through your soul. So your soul, what is your soul urge number? With my private group, that was a question last night. When one of the clients asked, how do I speak to the king inside of the boy? Or how do you speak to the queen inside of the girl? Meaning, how do you speak to somebody's spirit instead of their flesh? How do you impact somebody on the spirit realm? So if you're a leader and you want to, and you got a disgruntled employee, how do you minister to that employee? How do you connect to that employee? You cannot go through the life path number. You can't go through the expression number. You can't go to the outer personality number. The only way to connect to them is with their freaking soul. That's what the devil is after, your soul. Because he knows the soul consists of the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, and the intellect. That is the ways by which we know things. We gather information through the soul. So your job is to understand that gathering that information and how you gather that information and to change or to see if there is a better method or methodology of gathering that information. And your ability to gather information determines whether or not you are connected to the prime creator or a little g. Now remember, everybody I talked to, even this morning talking to my son, firsthand experience, I keep telling you guys, now this is like the third person who've told me this about Al Kuh, who personally had an encounter with what we know as Al Kuh. Now, we call it alcohol in English. So when you, remember, the Bible says that alcohol is an elixir. Now, sugar, alcohol, everything is. But there are certain things that are more potent. Somebody tell me something. A potent thing that's more powerful. Somebody at the door is trying to sell something. That's why I was. So there's some things that are more powerful, or they are more, they have the potential to interrupt your learning process. Now, again, whether we're talking about biocentricism or theocentricism, we're talking about the new spirit science that I started 20 years ago when I started the Eagles Club. So the Eagles Club is eagerly advancing godly. Remember, for me, the word God means generator, operator, director. So it's eagerly advancing a generator and an operator and a director, EAG, Eagles Club. So it's the ability to eagerly advancing godly living. and economics, which is now cleronomics, spiritually and scientifically. So the Eagles Club, the Eagles University, was the word Eagles with two, the letter S twice. So it's E-A-G-L-E-S-S. So when I was talking about that, I was talking about the S-S was for spiritual science. Well, back in the 70s and 80s, that was blasphemy. Like, yeah, you got, like, say that in a Baptist church. You're going to get escorted out of there quick. So there wasn't too many people that was interested in hearing what I had to say. So that's why I started my own. Like I said, like I taught my children, hey, find a system or create your own. So spiritual science is the under over an understanding of how to accumulate a personal connection. It must be personal. It must be private. It must be productive. So how to have a personal, private, productive relationship with prime creator, with the big G, not the little. Because this, again, accumulation of knowledge, it enriches the soul. It enriches your personal learning. So this is now, this is called self-directed learning. I call it spiritual science. So now spiritual science is called self-directed. So people can go on YouTube, they pick up a video, and they can learn stuff on their own. Well, I've been doing that since 8. And so in my gut told me, hey, dude, eat some watermelons. Well, why do I need to eat a watermelon? Now they got all of these municipal properties that come from eating watermelons. Hell, I mean, my gut told me, hey, dude, drink distilled water. I didn't know why. I couldn't explain it. There was no science out on distilled water back then. Something told my gut told me, hey, dude, eat a bunch of fruit, but never combine citric and malic acid. I didn't even know what citric or malic acid was. I did research. My gut told me that. So I started, and so I stopped eating fruit cocktail. I stopped just combining a bunch of fruits together. And then my gut told me, yo, dude, stop eating that honey glazed ham. You cannot eat sugar and protein together at the same time. You cannot eat a simple carb and a complex carb. The body can't absorb it. You can't eat certain foods. So my gut told me that. And every time I ignored the gut, my sixth sense, my intuition that came from within, I couldn't learn it. I didn't get it from no book. I didn't get it from the Reverend Dr. Bishop or no shaman. I got it from within. And then I got away from that and I got into religion. And I stopped listening to my gut. I stopped following my gut. I stopped finding the thing that kept me when I was walking the streets of Richmond. Been on my own since the age of 12 and 13. So from the age of 12, 13, all the way up to the age of 18, bam, that's what I did. I followed that system. What system? Accessing higher realms of knowledge through the development of the inner life. See, spiritual science, true spiritual science, is the ability to understand that there is a path that is developed inside of you. It is the inner life. There are certain, quote unquote, I'm going to use the word experiences, wisdom, ways of overstanding stuff that you can't explain that is just for you. It's not for nobody else. Now, you can share it with somebody else, and some people may benefit and they may not benefit. But the ability to understand, this is called, again, recognition of the receptors of the cells. Now, this is the biology part. You got to know all the biology of it? Absolutely not. All you got to know is you got to be able to understand that words and language override the substance of the cell. The substance of the cells should override words and language. You should provide yourself moments of internal tranquility at or in moments of external chaos. Let me say that again. You should be able to provide yourself with moments. It may not be long term, but in the middle of external chaos, you should be able to maintain internal tranquility. That's how you know you connected with source. Let me say it again. I'm talking about the big G, not the little one. During moments of chaos and confusion, when your life has been turned upside down. There is the thing that made me a good cop, and I couldn't teach it. And they went to the police academy. They taught us verbal judo. So during the verbal judo class, I'm sitting and I'm listening to the instructor who's from the FBI academy. So this guy comes in. He's been law enforcement detective. He's seen all of this crazy stuff. He's encountered all of these criminals. He's the guy that arrested Ted Bundy. You know, he's, you know, one guy that did all this other crazy stuff. And he's talking about verbal judo. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I remember when I was 8 on a bus and the bully was picking on everybody. When I was a kid growing up, that was these group of people. We call them the Parkers. They all had the same last name. It was a bunch of them. It was a whole family of them. They was the only family that was probably bigger than us. Because I had 13 brothers and sisters. I had a big family too. So the Parkers, they used to run the show. But I wasn't scarred because, number one, I had a bunch of brothers and sisters too. But when they was talking trash and everybody else got scared, a peace and a calm just came over me. Why? I knew I had backup. I just like, it was like when you know you got the biggest gun in the fight. I knew it was a bunch of them, but I know it was a bunch of us too. So I talked mad trash. Jay Money, I wasn't scared, brother. Because I knew if I got smoked today, payback was coming tomorrow. And there was a few times, yep, I bit off a little more than I could chew. But see, I had a big sister, and when I say big sister, yeah, she was a big sister. She was a big girl. And all the dudes were scared of my big sister, Renee. She smoked a lot of dudes. So I talked mad trash because I knew, again, what is the title of today's message? See, a lot of people don't know. Y'all don't know, man. Y'all don't have that sense of confidence that doesn't come from you. That comes from your daddy, the big G. See, when you walk through the valley of shadow and death, and you know, you got a personal, private, productive, because in your closet at home when nobody's around, you sitting in the dark, pitch black dark, just sitting there pondering about the greatness and the power and how God has done crazy things that you know, there's no way, there's no way this could happen, and it happened. How did it happen? Like miracles just fall out of the sky. You don't need no entourage. You don't wait till Sunday and go to church and turn over every chair. No, this is private, bro. This is at you and the big G. Because why? That's how you activate the pineal gland. That's how you activate the pituitary gland. Now they know that's how you activate the thalamus. Sitting in the dark activates and releases certain chemicals in the body, biologically proven. And I've been doing that since 8. So everything in the verbal you class, when we were sitting there, and everybody was like, oh, wow. So the louder they talk, the lower you get. That was a great book, Norman Vincent Peale, I think it was. Who wrote that book? No, it wasn't Norman Vincent Peale. How to Win Friends and Influence People. And I remember reading that book along with the book Verbal Judo. Now, remember, Verbal Judo is the art of persuasion. So this is how you can get people to do what you want them to do, and they think they're doing it because they want to do it. So this is the science behind it. Y'all got to read the book Verbal Judo. So this is the martial arts of mind control. And when you have a verbal encounter with somebody and it gets hostile, what do you do? Like most people, when somebody starts yelling, like most people don't know how to de-escalate. That's why these cops today, and I see them in all these videos, I'm like, where the hell did these fools go to the police academy at? Shit, when I went to the police academy, we could de-escalate anything. If you got to pull your gun, when I was a cop, boo-boo, you was fired. You pull a gun on a kid and he's fleeing the scene and you shoot him in the back while he's fleeing the scene. He's not a threat to you and he's a kid. And it's broad daylight. And you're talking about you scared for your life? Man, give me your badge and your gun. Go down and work at the local Walmart and say, thank you for coming to Walmart. How can I help you? You might be a freak. You might be qualified to be a door greeter. No man could ever work security for me that has to freaking resort to physical violence. If your freaking mental skills, if your spiritual skills ain't up to par, man, go work at Walmart. You're going to get somebody hurt. You're going to pull your gun every time somebody blinks at you. Really? Sit down somewhere, homie. So this new generation of you know, community policing and cop and what cops doing right now, I don't understand. I'm really confused. Now my brother's still a cop. We talk all the time. I was talking to my younger brother a couple of days ago, and we both scratching our heads. He don't understand. Now he works for a small municipality, but we both have worked other security jobs, and we've both done policing on a higher level. And we're both dumbfounded. And this is what they call police work now. Obviously, they have no verbal self-defense. So remember, verbal judo and spiritual judo is the same thing. It is the mental art of using the mind to control somebody else's mouth. Now, if you don't understand how to use your mind to de-escalate or escalate. Now, I've been known to escalate some shit just behind the scene back in my younger days. And, you know, but, you know, that's another study for another time. Oh, yeah. So if you don't understand verbal judo, boo-boo, we need to talk. Because this is spiritual judo. You should be a spiritual martial artist. Everybody's a part of the life management system. By the time you finish hanging out with me, you will be a spiritual martial artist. You're gonna be a spiritual kung fu expert. Everybody will have multiple spiritual black belts. Well, let's call them white belts. Let's call them blue belts or something. I gotta come up with a name for my spiritual judo class. So that way everybody can over and understand how to whoop, you know, spiritual aspiritus in the spirit realm. Very few people don't understand the art of inner tranquility. It's the ability to provide yourself. Notice, where is it aimed at? Is it other people's sin? Is it other people? See, everybody's focusing on the other person. And the art and the science of inner tranquility to access source, be one with God. Now, God is all-knowing. He's all-power. I was watching Billions last night, man. The season episode. I love Billions because I'm a billionaire, at least in my head, and it's going to manifest in my hands. Stick around. And I saw how, that's why I like, once you understand how money works, like rich people, again, poor people play checkers. Rich people play chess, spiritual chess. So I'm 15 moves. Like right now, I'm projected like 10 years out already. I've made moves spiritually to position myself at least 10 years out, 5 years concrete, at least I'm working on 10. So for the next 10 years, I've already done the mental work to ensure the physical manifestation. Where you at in your spirit realm, in the spirit realm? This is other ways of knowing. This is other ways of accessing source. You can't plan for no year in advance. You can't depend upon the government. You can't depend upon other people. You got to depend upon God. Source code, homie. You and God should be engaging in a private, productive, conversation. And it is through this ability, that is how you change the receptors on your cell so they only receive. You only accept what you plan. So let me get this right. So if I didn't plan for a job paying me, you know, $12 an hour to be a Walmart greeter, I don't know why I'm busting a Walmart today. Let me use somebody else. Who else out there? Target. Let's say, so I didn't plan to be a clerk at Target, but I get offered a job as a clerk at Target. Really? I wouldn't be offended or mad or upset. That means I did something wrong in the spirit realm. Why? How the hell did I attract that into my life? So let me get this right. I go somewhere. See, this is why I don't even know why I even carry a gun any because I already know I am not going to have no confrontation. Because remember, I got the I wish a Negro would mentality. I know I have not ordered confrontation. So if I actually get into confrontation, I am really like, okay, time out. Put myself in time out. The person that's trying to cause a confrontation, like I don't even address them. It's happened. Last time it happened probably about 3 or 4 years ago. And when it happens, time slows down. It's like I step outside of my body, and me, myself, and I, all three of us are having a conversation. And we're like, hey, dude, did you order that? So my mind tells my heart, hey, did you order that? My heart said, no, man, I ain't ordering no confrontation today. So then my head and my heart, they get together, and they say, hey, yo, gut, did you order a confrontation today? And the gut said, no, I ain't order it. The head said, I ain't order it. My heart said, well, how the hell it show up? Like, they don't have the key to get on the 10th floor. I don't deal with devils and demons. Them suckers on the first floor. You're not even in my league, homie. Like, you can't step toward me. Like, you can't, like, I don't deal with that stuff because I'm not on that level. Neither should you. You should not be dealing with non-issues. So when a non-issue happens, you got to ask yourself, hold up, in my unconscious brain somewhere, I gave somebody a key. So I got to check myself and see, how did that key, did I lose a key? Did it fall out of my pocket? And some demon picked it up, and now they got access to my floor? So if poverty shows up, I'm like, hold up, time out, I got to check myself. Something's going on. I am not engaging in the art of accessing the prime creator in another way. How do I access the prime creator? I go within my inner tranquility. Now, that is developed. So I provide myself with inner tranquility in moments of high hostility. And how do I have this inner tranquility? Because I have the ability, when I go to the gym, I zone out at the gym. Nobody, that's when somebody walks up to me at the gym and starts talking to me, I'm really dumbfounded because my vibe and my energy says, do not approach me. And I've had a few people who did say, yeah, man, you know what? Because I've had females come up to me, you know, and said, like I told you guys, the one female that came up to me and said, are you Master Teacher 33? Like, I see your videos and stuff and blah, blah, blah. And she was like, I wanted to talk to you before, but I just kind of felt like, you know, maybe I was interrupting. I'm like, no shiznits. Now, I didn't say that to her, but in my brain, that's what I was thinking. And like, why? Who are you? Like, why are you talking to me? Now, it wasn't because I'm better than. It was because I'm on a mission. Because I've projected myself out 5-10 years in advance, and I know what I've ordered. And I did not order Becky come and talk to me. So when Becky shows up, I'm like, okay, what? How you get in? Like, who let you in? So I asked my head, your head, and then I had an unconscious thought. And that's how, you know, Becky got the key. So that's the way you should think. So if something happens in your life that you didn't order, you don't have an issue with the thing that happened in your life. You got an issue with you. Because during your personal, private, productive time, in the innerverse, you establish the universe. The innerverse establishes the outerverse. So if there's anybody that's having any wealth issues, any Groundhog Day issues, any health issues, any wisdom issues, any relationship issues, it's not your wife or your husband, it's you. So what do you got to do? Check your intention. Because the intention, the inner verse, the internal, emphasis on the word in. That means you're spending too much time out. So you're spending too much time outside the body, and you're not spending enough time inside the body. Why inside, Brother Will? The kingdom of God is within. Jesus Christ is within. Everything you need is inside. The Bible says God has given you everything that you need. Past tense. Where's it at? Inside. So you're going outside and you're looking for. See, you're not a spiritual looking. That's called scouring or scour. That is the art of basically necromancing. That is the art of demons. That's how you summon demons. Oh, you don't. You don't believe me? Okay, research John Dee and see who John Dee was and what was the method called, it's the word crying with an S. If anybody want to blow their cookies, because, you know, I know y'all don't believe me. Y'all just think I just bumped my head last night, and I'm just on Blog Talk so I can hear myself talk. And you know what's another thing that's interesting? Is that all the shows that I've been doing on Blog Talk now are the last 3 to 5 shows, and probably this show as well, is not available. So if you don't listen to it live, they're not, for some reason or other, I'm still waiting for them to get back to me and tell me why any shows that I talk about, any true deep esoteric information, is not recorded. It said I get an error message. It's available live, but I can't share the message with anybody. Very interesting. What's going on? Oh, John D. knew what was going on. So John D., 1527? My boy, this is the 1500s. John D. developed a system called scouring, I guess that's how you say it. It's S-C-R-Y-I-N-G. And so this is what we do every day. Now, this was only taught by the angels that fell. This is called Enochim. And I remember I talked about it in the video games way, way back when my youngest son was playing a video game. And at the end of the video game, it was called Assassin's Creed. The lady comes out and told the dude, and she was like, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the spirit inside of you. When you beat the game at the end of the game, because my son showed it to me, and I was blown away. Because the lady came out talking, and my son was like, Dad, what is this? And guess what they were talking? Enochim. So your little children playing these video games, Call of Duty, and all of the video at the end of the game, guess what they've been exposed to? Scouring. What is scouring? That's the language of the fallen angels. That's demonic. That's how they programmed your children. Why do you think I get all these school shooters and all this stuff? Why do you think all the kids are playing video games? But what's in the video games? Scouring. It is a system of Enochian magic. But guess what they use? Sigils. What are sigils? This is sigil magic. Sigils, again, control the signals. What's on the surface of your blood cells? Receptors that react to signals or sigils or symbols. So that life optimization circle is a symbol that is designed to activate the cell so that they spin or do what they call turn the code on. This is called, again, in your DNA, in biology, this is called the codex or the codon, C-O-N-D. That's where computer coding comes from. So they built computers on reverse engineering your body, because your body is based upon zeros and ones. So is computers. So who write computer code? Who write the spiritual code? Ask John D. He know. John D. was, basically, he ran England. He was Queen Elizabeth's personal consultant. We'll put it that way. Remember King Arthur, the Legend of the Sword in the movie? Who was really the king? It wasn't Arthur. It was Merlin. Merlin was the king. Why? Merlin understood how to control the spirit realm. Whoever controls the spirit realm controls the reality or the real realm. You might want to understand how to control the spirit realm, boo-boo. That's where I hang out at. See, everybody wants to deal with the physical, but very few people understand the spiritual. See, the spirit realm, my brother, the spirit realm, my sister, all billionaires, that's why I love the movie Billions, again, the series Billions, because what do? They deal in the spirit realm. They understand the language of the spirit realm. That is why they always maintain a sense of calm and peace in the environment of something that is very hostile. So the more angry or the more hostile something or someone gets, the more calm and the more cool you should become. Why? Because their response is a programmed response, meaning you set everything up to unfold exactly the way that it is unfolding. So everybody else will be surprised and angry and upset. And you should be sitting in the back, eating your salad, drinking your lime or your lemon water, chilling like a villain. Why? You understand the other ways of knowing. If something shows up in your life that you did not order, check yourself, boo-boo. It has nothing to do with nobody else. You are the writer. You are the director. And you are the star, the superstar in the own movie called Your Life. You wrote the script. You are writing the script. Now, you may not understand how you're writing the script. That's the whole purpose of today's lesson. That's the whole purpose of the life management system. Emphasis on the word life management. Hello. That's the whole purpose of the life optimization chart or circle. Again, emphasis on the word life optimization. Optimize. Life management. Kingdom millionaire. Emphasis on the word kingdom. Kingdom means a brain that is totally immersed in a mental disposition of dominion. That means to dominate. That means to exercise supreme authority. So if you're not doing that in your life, the progressive realization of a worthwhile goal, what is it again? The progressive realization. It's not dreaming. If you ain't realizing, if the things that you are thinking about and meditating on and pondering in your brain or is not manifesting in your head, check yourself, boo-boo. It ain't got nothing to do with the economy. It ain't got nothing to do with no devils or no demons. It got to do with the mental disposition that you're maintaining in your head because you write your own script. And if you don't like the life that you're living, I recommend you change the script. Because why? You're a creator. The offspring of a thing does the same things, and it grows up to be like the thing. So the offspring of a giraffe is not going to be walking around acting like a lion. And the offspring of a lion is not going to be walking around acting like a hippo. The offspring of the thing grows up to be like the thing. I'm the offspring of God, according to the Bible. So why would I grow up and act like a devil? The only way the offspring of a God can grow up and act like the offspring of the devil is if somebody tell the offspring of God that they are the devil. Yeah, you might want to check what they're preaching in your church, homie. Are you the offspring of God or are you the offspring of the devil? Which one? Because remember, you create a pattern, and then that pattern creates you. My question to you today is, what pattern have you created? Have you created a pattern based upon godliness, or have you created a pattern, because patterns are power, based upon evilness? Brothers and sisters, if it is to be, it is up to me, up to you. I highly recommend that you tap into the universe, because the universe controls the universe. Brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, God bless. God bless. He has a name written on his thigh that no man can pronounce. His name is the entire word of God, according to Revelation 19:14. May the S-U-N, the S-O-N, and the S-U-M continue to lead you and guide you and expose you to the Ruach and the Pneuma that leads you and guides you into all truth that is based upon, again, the letters and the attributes and the symbols and the sigils that's inside of your chart that unlocks or that connects with the cell receptors of your personal cells. You got a personal chart with personal numbers that only you got that connect to each cell in your body and unlocks those cells, and it turns those cells on. That turns you on. That elevates you, meaning that creates an electromagnetic pulse that makes you vibrate at a high level that takes you from the first floor to the 10th floor. That curls your toes. So when that is frequently repeated and it is emotionally charged, there ain't no devil or no demon that can touch you. That activates your macabre. And then you can fly. That's your magic carpet. That's how you bring about what you think about. Once you activate the electromagnetic frequency of the body, that's called an emotional charge. Anything that is emotionally charged and frequently repeated, bam, is guaranteed to manifest in the life. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will. Make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless.
RDB Time. Don't you forget.
RD Beats production.
Tripping out, just